This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some cybersecurity experts think a Miami company whose software was exploited in a massive ransomware attack is downplaying the number of businesses affected. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Kaseya has been estimating the number of businesses compromised by the cyber attack is in the low thousands. But security experts say victims are still being identified, especially since the attack occurred over a long holiday weekend. Kaseya reports dozens of its affected customers are managed service providers with multiple customers downstream. At least 17 countries were affected by the hack. Thousands of IT customers in Germany, 800 supermarkets in the Swedish co-op, more than 100 kindergartens in New Zealand, and two Dutch IT service companies. Kaseya is supposed to be issuing a security patch this week, and the White House is involved in trying to track down the culprits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Top Biden administration officials have hosted a brother to the powerful Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Washington. And Tuesday's meetings are the highest level such visits since the U.S. made public intelligence findings linked to the Saudi government crown prince to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration did not publicly disclose the visit by Saudi Deputy Defense Minister Khalid bin Salman in advance. President Joe Biden pledged during his presidential campaign to make a pariah of the kingdom's crown prince over Khashoggi's killing and other abuses. His administration has instead emphasized U.S. strategic interest with Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News.